Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 2, are you there? Matthew 2 and verse 12. Jesus has been born to Mary, and Joseph is there in the house. He's a little bit older now, and they've come and worshiped him, and he's received the gifts. And verse 12, and what? Being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now, these were the rich men, these wise men. And then it went on to say, when they were departed, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt and be there till I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Is he showing them things to come? Giving them foresight. Now this is the Master. This is Jesus. How is God the Father protecting Jesus? By giving warnings to his parents. Why would we expect something more spectacular for us? Right? He is protecting Jesus' life, isn't he? By a warning. Skip down to verse 22. Well, verse 19. When Herod was dead, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, said, arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for they that are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, notwithstanding being what? Warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. This was not a one-time occurrence. Repeatedly, this is how the Father protected Jesus. Who's more important than Jesus? And yet this is how he protected him. Through these warnings. Warnings can come in a dream. And then they can come in a perception. Just a sense. Brother Hagin used to tell of one of his deacons. Excuse me. Friend of his. Deacon, that they got to waking up in the night and got to praying, and something was really bothering them, these pastors. And they prayed and prayed and couldn't get, you know, settled about it. So they kept praying about it. All they know is something's wrong. We should pay attention to that. Yes. Right? What do? Pray. Yes. How do I know what to pray about? Thank God for praying in tongues, praying in the Holy Spirit. If you don't do that, you need to find out about it. It is for everybody.
Yes, it is.
Every believer.
Yes.
And so they prayed till they got easy about it and went fell off to sleep again. And the Lord gave the pastor a dream. And he saw this member, this deacon of his, worked on an oil rig. And he saw him go out, and they had a problem up in the top of one of the derricks. And he climbed up, and he saw, he hadn't been up there a few minutes, a cable broke and cut his head off. He saw that in his dream. So they had prayed about it. And they told him. They took these things seriously. See, a lot of people ignore this kind of stuff. They took it seriously. And so that next day, this thing came up. And sure enough, problem in the derrick. They sent him to go do it, to go fix it. He's got this dream in his mind. He said, no, I don't want to do it. And he went ahead and told him. He said, you know, my pastor had a dream, and saw me climb up there and get my head cut off, and I'm not going to do it. Another guy that was a Christian went to another church, different denomination that don't believe in speaking in tongues and all these things, saved but didn't believe in it. He said, I'm not superstitious. And he climbed up, hadn't been up there a few minutes. Cable snap, cut his head off. He died. Now both of them's Christians. God loves both of them. You know he does. Does he want to protect both of them? Yeah. One heeded the warning. The other one scoffed at it. Some of them said, well, somebody had to go. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. The whole bunch of them could have shut it down and taken this thing seriously.
Yeah.
If they would have.
Yeah.
But see, people don't do it in this world, do they?
No.
Oh, somebody had a dream. You know, phooey. That's just a bunch of superstition, you know. People are trained. We're intelligent. We're educated people. We don't believe in all that nonsense stuff. And so people get hurt all the time and people die prematurely. And go to Acts, please. And you'll see a perfect scriptural example of this. Acts 27. So many things, it doesn't take long and much effort to just check it. Right? I've told this before. I hadn't been flying too long. And I was in a place and I had been busy. And I had a guy flying with me. And this plane was a powerful, fast airplane. And the crew that had been working on it were professional. They were top notch. And the guy I was flying with was experienced. And I was busy. And so I came in last minute, got in the door. Everything's supposed to be ready to go to start. And it came up in me. I said, did they check the nose wheel? Because the nose wheel has a pin. You got to take it out to tow the airplane. But you got to put that pin in to take off because you don't have any steering if you don't. And how many know when you're doing a 100 plus mile an hour down the runway and can't steer, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
Things could get ugly real quick. And so I said, did they check the pin? And said, oh yeah, line guys checked it and we checked it. And yeah. So I'm putting my harness on and we're starting the engines and came up again. Well, this ain't my first rodeo.
Right.
And I've missed it too many times. And should be learning by now, right? And I said, you check? Yeah, we check. I said, well, I want to check it. So I shut everything down. I'm holding everybody up. I unbuckled. I got out. Pin was not in right. Well, so what if we'd gone ripping down through there and run off the runway and had a bunch of fuel on there that exploded and we all burned up? Somebody else don't understand it. You know, I guess God's ready for that preacher to come on home.
No.
Why didn't God protect Brother Keith? No, that's not the question. What's the question? Question would have been, why didn't Brother Keith listen? Why didn't he heed the warnings? I'm convinced God loves all of his people, and anytime something like that is foreboding, I believe every time God is trying to warn us. Every time. I believe every time. But the problem is people are so dull. And they're not taught to pay attention to these things. They ignore it, override it. Can we reasonably expect to ignore God's warnings and be protected anyway?
No.
Is that reasonable?
No.
That's how he protected Jesus.
Yes.
Was with warnings. And they heeded them. Joseph heeded them. His parents heeded them. And Herod, you know the story. He killed all the infants through the whole country trying to find him and trying to get to him. Didn't realize they're in another country. Because they followed the warning. Acts 27. Acts 27. Paul is a prisoner with a bunch of other prisoners in a ship, which was the most advanced means of world travel that existed in that day. Be similar to getting on the newest jet or whatever. But he is a prisoner. And the Bible said in 27:9, when much time was spent and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, it was the time of the year where the weather started getting bad. Paul admonished them and he said to them, sirs, I had a dream. Are y'all reading? No. No. Sirs, God spoke to me. No. I had a vision.
No.
I heard a voice.
No.
No. No. I what?
Perceive.
I perceive. What does that mean? What does perceive mean? See, this is one of the problems, is these things can come so naturally to you that you can ignore them and override them because people are looking for something spectacular.
Right.
What's a perception? It's not hearing voices. It's not having visions. It's not a dream. What's a perception? It's a sense. It could not be any words at all. It's a sense. A sense of something, a perception of something. He said, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not just to the load, the cargo and the ship, but to our lives. He spoke up. This is a man that knows God. He's there in shackles and chains maybe, but he's a man who knows God. And he's bold enough. He speaks up. He says, now guys, gentlemen, I perceive that if we launch and take this trip, there's going to be destruction. Not just of the ship and the cargo, but our lives. We're in danger here. Well, that's a warning, isn't it?
Yes.
What's it time to do?
The
it's time to go to the house. And plan a trip another day. No matter how much your flesh wants to go, no matter what kind of schedule you got, what kind of appointments, what kind of plans you had made, how many people are no longer with us because of get home-itis? Get home-itis. Had to go. Why? Had to drive all night. Had to keep going. Been up 2 days, but had to keep going. Why'd you have to keep going? Why? Why? All the time. Something's in you going, stop, quit, pull over, get a room. Don't do this. Don't do this. Oh, no, but you're amazing. You're Superman. And then we have a funeral. It has happened so many times. And people didn't know the background. They didn't know what was going on inside that person for all day and 2 days before. They didn't say anything to anybody, so you don't know. But I know enough about God to know He's faithful. He is faithful. And He's always warning His children.
Yes.
That's not the problem. The problem is people are not listening, not paying attention.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Warnings of the Lord, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204G. That's R-1204G. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.